A ministry team feels the political impact of Zimbabwe's election. Haiti's food crisis deepens, but believers are encouraged. And a Christian radio network ends broadcasting in Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe wasted no time being sworn into his sixth term Sunday. He took his oath of office following what the international community called a sham election. Global aid networker GainUSA's Charles Detter spoke to a partner in Zimbabwe in the resounding silence following Friday's vote.
Groups of youth were roaming the streets, and if a person was stopped by them and couldn't recite a particular political slogan or sing a political song, they may be put in jail.
The threat of violence has prompted their partner to ask prayer for his team's safety and wisdom. The political problems didn't just clear the streets. It also hampered their ministry team's work. Detter says
there had been ministry volunteers who had been jailed because they were not able to recite those slogans. And so we really need to pray for those believers who are working there, who want to be lights of Christ, but for whatever reasons may be stopped and harassed.
Next, Haiti's food crisis is threatening the country's stability and progress. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says if it's possible, it's even worse now.
One of the wholesalers agreed to sell us his very last 75 bags of rice. Since then, we've been looking for more, just nobody has any. The importers went to Port-au-Prince, but they came back empty-handed.
With no answers to when the food will be available, sharing the gospel falls on deaf ears. DeHart says they went to their knees with their plight. God's answer to the ministry team's prayer buys them more time to address the food crisis.
Well, right now, he's providing mangoes. So they're getting their own answers because their best answers are coming from God right now. So they can fill their tummies with mangoes. And though it's not a balanced diet, it's filling and it is nutritious.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Haiti, children have been eating dirt to survive in one of the worst slums in the world. Now, more than 100 of these children are receiving daily meals and education at a Wesleyan school and church through World Hope International. 80% of Haiti's population lives below the poverty line. Two-thirds have no formal employment, and almost half are illiterate. Pray that these kids will come to know the Lord and grow to be strong leaders for their community. Meanwhile, after more than 19 years of broadcasting the gospel, Little Samaritan Mission will no longer be on the air in Romania. That's the word from ministry founder and president, Florin Pindicblaj.
The American dollar, it's so low comparing with the euro dollar. We are not able to pay the bills, and we decided to relinquish all 26 radio stations. At 1st of October, Little Samaritan will cease to broadcast its programs.
Pindicblaj says they needed $40,000 a month to operate the stations. The money raised in the sale will be used for their network in nearby Moldova. In reflecting on the ministry, Pindicblaj says
people loved our radio programs. Many came to know Christ. They were saved. But we didn't highlight the particular of one denomination, and that was one of the reasons why we had so many people, millions, listening to our broadcasting.
And this spring, 44 short-term missionaries served in Niger, Senegal, South Africa, and the Ivory Coast for 4 months. Hands on Africa, a project of the International Mission Board, is designed to give young people experience on the mission field and also to proclaim Christ. The missionaries ran sports clinics, provided basic health care, and built relationships with youth. Pray that God will raise up a brand new generation of missionaries to proclaim the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.